You faithful Christians, wheresoe'er you be, trust still in God, and you shall surely see. In faithful service he doth take delight, and you shall never be forsaken quite. And you that do desire the truth to hear, mind well my ditty, and to me give ear. A woeful story I'll to you relate, of a poor widow's sad and dismal fate. Her husband dead, she in great want did fall, and little had to keep herself withal. 7 babes, poor soul, she had to keep beside, and knew nor how she should for them provide. She diligently labored night and day, her charge to keep and some small debts to pay, and oftentimes for bread her goods did pawn, till at the last poor creature all was gone. Her children dear to her did cry for bread, who nothing had to put into her head. And as her children for relief did cry, she sent up prayers unto the God on high. O God, quoth she, most righteous, good, and just, regard my cry that in thee put my trust. Look down on me with the most gracious eye, that now with want am ready for to die. Thou to Elias gracious wert indeed, and in his want sent ravens him to feed. Take pity then upon my children small, and send me food to feed them therewithal. We in the scriptures oftentimes do read how with 5 loaves thou didst 5,000 feed. And when of hunger they were quite bereft, of scraps and fragments were 12 baskets left. I know, quoth she, thy power is still the same, and still will call upon thy mighty name. In hopes that thou at last I'll prove my friend. And so, poor soul, she did her prayers end. O mother dear, her children then did say, give us some bread, we have had none today. I am half starved, said one, and I said t'other. Thus did they cry unto their careful mother. She, hearing this, unto her children said, at night, my babes, you shall be filled with bread. And with these words she did her babes content. So she, poor wretch, unto the market went. Her very coat she from her back did sell, for 5 poor shillings, as is known full well. But mark how this poor soul was strangely crossed. Her purse was cut, and all her money lost. Which being missed, she cried and made great moan, and to the passenger she made it known, who little minded herself filled with grief, and nothing would allow to her relief. Unto her husband's brother then she went, and her condition there did much lament, desiring him to trust her, and did say that she would pay him in the next market day. Of this her expectation she did fail, for prayers nor tears with him would then prevail. He said that he had but small store of grain, which would not serve. till corn did come again. This dogged answer cut her to the heart, and mournfully from him she did depart. The thoughts of her poor babes did pierce her soul, and her condition she did much condole. These pretty babes did keep a mighty stir, which of them all should have most borne for her? But she felt short of butter, bread, and cheese, and none could get their hungers to appease. But mark how Providence did still provide, and by mere chance her want they were supplied. A baker's boy, as homeward she turned, gave her a loaf which was a little burned. And joyfully she did the same receive. The baker's boy she many things did give. And homewards then she went immediately, who did rejoice their mother for to see. She kissed them all, and with a cheerful look did bid her children from to read their book. And when, my children, dear, you have done, most lovingly we will to supper go. Some apples then she laid unto the fire, which she, poor soul, long time had saved by her, of which they, from the biggest to the least, with their dear mother then did make a feast. Poor souls, they then, instead of ale or beer, were all contented with some water clear, and were rejoiced at this feast so great, for they before had little for to eat. Behold how God these thankful souls did bless, when they had supped the loaf was ne'er the less. For 7 weeks space upon this loaf they fed, and yet perceived no lessening of the bread. And ere the curpers had her money spent, this thieving rogue did break his neck in Kent. Her husband's brother, that refused to trust, was punished by heavenly power most just. For in one night, as several people say, his corn was by the floods all washed away. And gentlemen that did this wonder see, relieved this widow's wants most plenteously. Good people all do now behold and see, who trust in God they shall relieved be. Though they but little have to live upon, he'll send them more when their small store.